Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Evie from Evie's Thoughts, co-founder of Evie's Creations, and I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. This is podcast number 2, warming up. You know, I was listening to podcast number 1, and I was like, God, you sound so uptight. But when you first start this, I feel like you're super nervous and you don't know what to say. And after podcast number 1, I've realized that I'm just going to go with the flow and decide to talk about whatever's on my mind. And today, being that it's a Happy New Year, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. And we all have many of them and make them. And usually the big one I find is I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out. And I am guilty of that, except that I'm very proud of myself because I started the new year, a week early. My resolution was a week early. I'm like, you know what? I am not waiting for Happy New Year and the first to decide to go to the gym. So I decided to get a cheap membership. Looking around, I found one that was $9.99 a month. I'm like, you know what? If I screw this up, at least it's only $10 a month and I spend $10 on my Starbucks, right? So this is good. And I found that starting a week early has given me really that drive to continue going through the new year. So I'm just hoping that that energy follows me through the rest of this year.
Are you going to really tell them why you really went?
What do you mean, why I really went?
Why you really went?
To the gym?
Yeah.
Because I was tired of being like...
Is that the reason why you went, though?
Hell yeah, it was.
Is it? It wasn't because I fucking told you, are you really not going to go?
Well, I seem to have this energy or...
Oh,
this
so you problem, are going to tell them.
This problem where I say that I'm going to do something. Say I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. Today's the day. And I always save it for tomorrow or the next day or when I'm not tired or when I'm less busy. And I realized that tomorrow never comes when you keep on spacing everything or saving everything for tomorrow. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to show this freaking guy that I can go to the gym. So he wakes up. He's like, are you really going to go to the gym today? I'm like, you know what? Because you said that, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm going to get my butt up and I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to show you that I did it. And that's why I really got up and I did it. But honestly, the plan was there. He just set it in motion because I needed to prove him wrong.
So it's not because you wanted to go. It was because you wanted to fucking just prove me wrong.
I wanted to shut you up, which is always the goal. And that's my husband, Ozzy, you know, butting in like always to prove that he was the person who inspired me to do something. So we'll give him the credit, I guess.
I called her out in the morning and she was pissed because I called her out. So that's what this is about. Just so everybody knows what time it is.
But you know what? Sometimes you need to have that person call you out.
But you notice she didn't say that in the beginning, right? She was like, you know, hey, yes, I can do this. Yay. But it wasn't because, you know, I called her out in the fucking like 7 o'clock in the morning.
I opened my eyes and I'm like, I'm going to the gym today. And he's like, wow, are you really going to do that? Like, super shocked, meaning that I always don't do what I say I'm going to do. So,
well, follow through might be a thing for all of us. It's not a single person issue necessarily.
And I agree with that. Sometimes you need that person to give you the kick in the ass to get up in the morning and to put in motion what it is that you really wanted to do.
So now you know. If you want Evelyn to do something, just fucking call her out and she'll take care of it.
Because I'm going to shut you guys up. I'm going to tell you that I can do it and I can take the world on and I'm going to prove you wrong. Eventually, I'll feel good about it. But sometimes you need a kick in the ass and I'm one of those people that certainly do. And so since being at the gym a week, I feel very sore. And the sore feels good because I'm like, all right, I'm getting my butt in gear. You know, once upon a time, like many of you, I'm sure, I was going to the gym hardcore. I was losing weight. I was feeling great. I was healthy. And then, boom, you end up getting into relationships with people. And you end up getting comfortable and you're like,
so now she's blaming her flaws on me because she met me and that's the reason why she didn't go through things.
Well,
do you see a pattern already?
Well, you know,
I see a pattern. It's somebody else's fucking fault. That's how I see it right now.
Well, you love me chunky. But, and, you know,
that
you
doesn't change me. The fact that you already started blaming me for you not doing stuff.
Of course, because I'm like, he loves me chunky. I could be chunky. Why not? You know, I love these donuts and cookies and cheese and, you know, wine and beer. I want to chill out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I got comfy. And, you know, here we are a year and a half later. And I'm like, damn, I got a little too comfy. And so now we have to change things and get back. And it's so hard, as many of you must know, that once you're working out, you're feeling good, you're dieting, you're exercising, whatever you're doing, and then you fall off. And it seems like you're like, next week I'll get back on it. The next week I get back on it. And then luckily for me, I have a husband that's like, oh, you're going to really do that today? And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to show you that today's the day that I'm going to get my ass back in gear. And I feel great doing it, but it was so hard. Even going to the gym just to prove him wrong, I wanted to turn the car around because I'm like, God, this is going to suck.
So this means she did it out of spite, not because she wants to fucking really do it.
But still, I got there and I did it and I felt great. And now I've been day four straight at the gym lifting weight, and I'm like, damn, I remember how good this felt. And so if you get anything from this today, is, you know, either A, hopefully you have a motivator that you want to prove wrong, or B, that you use this podcast as just some motivation to get up and get to the gym or do whatever it is that feels good. If working out is not what, you know, you want to do, whatever it is that you've been procrastinating on, just, you know, get up and do it, because tomorrow never comes unless you make tomorrow come. And that is definitely what I'm learning. And, you know, you can fall off 1, 2, 3, 20 times like myself in being healthy, and then you stop for a week and a month and a year. Just go back. Just go back and try it again. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? You actually stick to it this time? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to stick with it this time and be healthy and be energized so that I can accomplish my goals. So 2020 goals for me is, or for us, I hope, is to grow our business. As I stated in podcast number one, we have decided to take the necessary steps to work for ourselves, to build a little empire for ourselves. And we started with evyscreations.com. If you have a chance, go check out that website. It's super cool. Tons of cool little beaded bracelets made out of different crystals, all just to provide some energy, whether it's energy to go to the gym, whether it's energy to, you know, get all the things done on your to-do list, if it's energy just to have negative people be away from you, whatever it is, you know, I have a crystal in there for you, and I hope that they bring you the intention, the joy, the energy that you need. I'm just, you know, wrapping my wrist up with tons of those bracelets because we all need a little help. I don't know about you guys, but for me, sometimes you just get down and you just, you know, you're like, I'm just kind of comfortable where I'm at. Things aren't bad. And then one day you wake up and you're like, you know what? No, I want more for myself. I want to reach for the goal that I never thought was possible, or the thing that you see people on TV reaching. You're like, you know what? The people who are famous, the people who have, you know, successful podcasts or successful websites or are successful in general and whatever they're doing, are usually people that are go-getters that get up and do it. And they're a regular person like you and I. And then one day they decided to wake up, smell the coffee, and like, you know what, I want to do something more. And so I just want to spill that energy out to the world, intend it for everybody to go and do what you want to do. I know that me getting in shape and opening the business and trying to get energy to do it all is my goal for this year, and not to kill my husband because he always has something to say. I'm trying to learn more patience so that I don't kill somebody, because I'm trying to be successful. I can't be arrested. So anyway, you have something to say?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Beautiful. So we hope that you just, like I said, use the new year to reset your life, reset the things that you haven't done before, and move forward with that positive intention and make your dreams a reality. And don't make it just a New Year's resolution, but make it something that is a new life resolution instead. And so I hope that as you continue to learn with us and grow with us, as we learn to grow in podcasting and learn to grow in our business endeavors, that you learn from us, and we will be open and honest about the mistakes, about the things that we are unsure of, the steps that we don't know how to take.
You mean how hard podcasts actually really is, and people seem to make it feel like it's so easy?
Yeah. I mean, it's
really, really hard.
I thought that it was something that somebody just picks up their phone or their camera or whatever, or a mic, and they start talking. But, you know, the back work, the editing, the getting your microphone not to sound ridiculous and have all the static in the background, the knowing how to edit, the knowing how to publish. There we go. That's the word. To publish it. And to know that the word is publish. So we are just learning together. And, you know, we hope that you enjoy this journey with us and that, like I said, you learn from us and our mistakes. And hey, if you have any ideas or, you know, any recommendations, we are so open
to hearing it. Be nice in your comments.
Be nice in your comments. We are starting. We don't know what the heck we're doing. We say that up front. So when people say, you know, you guys don't know what you're doing or talking about, yeah, we don't. But we're not going to take that negative energy to heart. We're going to actually grow from it and just make amazing changes in our life. And we just hope that that energy travels to you. And so with that, we'll give you a rest of hearing us today and more information to follow. Let us know what your New Year's resolution is, if any, or your life resolution. Let's get rid of the New Year resolution and turn it to life resolution. We are so happy to hear your comments, your thoughts, any recommendations you have on marketing, on advertising, same difference. I learned that the other day too. Again, learning that through trial and error and learning as I learn to grow a business. Just give us any input. We greatly appreciate it. We are sending you tons of love and light. We hope that you have an amazing new year, and you'll be hearing from us soon. Thank you.